tell you that I never knew. I'd be singing about my home, New Jersey, part two. Couldn't fit all of Jersey in just one song. Like the Jets, free or raceway, and let the pack on. Just my home. Appalachian Trail, fly over Ocean City in a parasail. You can hunt, you can fish, see a rodeo. Got some great spots to take you to show. Just my home, my state makes me happy. My home, no place I'd rather be than right here in New Jersey.
Yeah, no place I'd rather be than right here in New Jersey. That's where I'm broadcasting from. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America tonight. Whew. Thank goodness. It's almost another weekend. Hopefully you have some great plans for the weekend because, you know, next week it's Olympics, Olympics, and more Olympics, and you're not going to get enough of that. I'm sure the ratings will be sky high for NBC. Each and every year there's some running theme that sucks us in. And it's great reality TV. It's, speaking of New Jersey, it's not the Housewives of New Jersey, or it's not the Jersey Shore. It's real, real good stuff. The reality we want to watch as to who may end up with the gold medals. Will Michael Phelps shatter the records and end up with the most medals of any American of all time? I think there's a great chance of that. Boy, if I were betting a person, I would say, yeah, I'd say Phelps is going to leave and he's going to own that record. It's going to be tough for anyone else to break it because he insists that he's not going to compete in any other Olympics, that this is it for him, and he'll retire afterwards. But certainly that's not the only interesting storyline in the Olympics. The gymnastics team has a whole bunch of good stories of people who, girls who just made it in, and it'll be interesting to watch how they do. Also, women's volleyball and women's sand volleyball, because they can set records, too, there as well. Misty May Trainer back again for more, and the U.S. men's basketball team trying to compare that to the ultimate first dream team that had Michael Jordan on it in 1992. Is this going to be... is this team better than that team was? And will they win gold? I think they should win gold. But there's a ton of interesting personalities this time around for the United States. So it's not all about the big boneheaded move of making everything that the Americans wore in the opening games or are going to wear in the opening games from China. Some of that has kind of subsided, by the way. And I think once the whole thing rolls out, everybody's focused on the athletes and what they're doing. Plus, a good reminder for you right at the top, don't forget this time next week we're going to be doing that medal count thing, which means you want to get in early because people start to line up to try to play the game. And here's how it works. You tell us an overall medal count, what you think the United States is going to win. A lot of analysts think it's going to be anywhere between 90 and 108. You pick whatever number you want to pick. It doesn't matter. And you got gold, you have silver, and you have bronze. So there's four different ways you can win. If you win the big number, you clean out the prize closet. And once somebody says a number, they own the number, so you can't guess the same number. So if Rick in Illinois calls us and he says, well, I think Kate is going to be 109 medals for Team USA overall, it's too late. You can't call in Rick, the other Rick, in Kentucky and try to steal his number because he's already in. The cool thing about this is you don't really have to know a lot about everything anyway, over-analysis of who's doing what in the Olympics. You just have to be able to come up with some numbers, and maybe your numbers will hit. Speaking of numbers, right at the top, one of the things that's become pretty serious here in this country is this crazy report I saw earlier in the day. And we do a lot of health things. In fact, our last show, we had a couple of different health pieces, but we didn't talk about whooping cough. Whooping cough is apparently on the rise in the United States, so much so that the CDC is saying that this could be one of the worst years ever for this in 5 decades. They're saying it's an epidemic rate that we're seeing, and the problem is the effectiveness of the vaccine. So, you know, my question is, whooping cough, I've heard of, but how do you know if you're even... How do you know you're coming down with this? You've got 18,000 cases so far. That's so more than double than what they saw last year. And they think that this pace is going to continue, and it's going to be the highest number for the whole year since 1959. And they had 40,000 then. They think it's going to be way higher. And this is serious. You had 9 kids so far that have died. And on adults and, I guess, pregnant women, it's awful if they get it. So they're telling people to get a booster shot as soon as possible, and they're very concerned about babies because they get hit the hardest. You know, they're like little sponges. They just pick it up. And I was looking at the states that have the biggest outbreaks. Some in our listening area, some of you are listeners of America Tonight, Washington and Wisconsin have about 3,000 cases, and high numbers are in New York, Arizona, and where the mothership resides here for America Tonight, in Minnesota. It's increased, I guess, over the years, but they're trying to figure out what it is. What, you know, is it, why are all of a sudden these cases coming up? Because nobody knows they have it because of the vaccine that's not working? Why all of a sudden is there this spike in whooping cough, which can hit anyone of any age? But I just told you that kids are the worst because they're gasping for breath when they get it. They're just gasping and have a hard time filling up their lungs and breathing in and out. And if you look at the old rates, what was normal, even for 25 years, they had fewer than 5,000 cases in the United States annually. So you should be worried here if you fall into any of the categories that I mentioned. And if you have any kids of any age, I think you would want to make sure they have some kind of a booster for this, particularly in the areas that I mentioned, because they're saying that maybe even the estimates are lower. They think that might even shatter a little bit higher, maybe a little bit higher than that. All right, moving from whooping cough to something else that has really gotten people talking is the fact that not only are we all sweating to death across the country, where it's 2 and 3 shirt days, as was described by Congressman Bob Ney, but the price assault on our food. Eggplant's going to go up 283%. Red leaf lettuce, 100%. That's how much higher it is. In Boston, lettuce 80% higher. I'm going to tell you blueberries, cucumbers, and some other things on the flip side and why.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses 3 groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
I live in my car, sometimes a rental car. Every day, I find a nice, quiet place to pull over and meet a client through WebEx, face-to-face on my smartphone. This is the way to do business.
The new free version of WebEx Meetings lets you take your office anywhere, your desktop, laptop, or mobile device. Get your free WebEx Meetings basic account now at WebEx.com. WebEx from Cisco. WEBEX.com. WebEx.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
I like to see you look right across the floor. I like to do the things till you call up on the floor. I like to reggae, but you dance too fast for me. I like to make my food.
The biggest movie of the summer, Batman, is part of our cheap movie review in our third hour here on America Tonight. But be forewarned, you better get there early, because already there's big pre-sales for this Batman flick, The Dark Knight Rises. You might want to wait a couple of weeks if you can possibly stand it. And pack your patience, because besides waiting to get in line, to get there, you know, where they're starting to rope things off, also you're going to be sitting in the theater for a long time, certainly 3 hours, because the length of the movie is just a little bit over 2.5 hours. In honor of what I think is going to be the biggest summer blockbuster, and because I like Batman, we're doing a little poll as to who you think is the best Batman of all time. I go old school. I like Adam West. Some people like Christian Bale, who's the new guy. Some people like Val Kilmer. Some like the first one, Michael Keaton. What do you say? You can weigh in our next couple of segments at 855-266-KATE, 855-266-KATE, or americatonight.net. If you go to the website, click on Contact, and you can send us an email that way. All right, I was talking about the price of food and why is food going to jump up the way that it's being predicted to, and that's because of the drought. The drought has been so awful across the Midwest and in the Northeast and some other areas, too, by the way, where they're growing corn, and the corn that you feed cattle and other livestock with, and, of course, human kind of corn, too, as well, that some of the prices I already mentioned, that eggplant, for example, at almost 300%. Are you kidding? You're in Manhattan, and you're going to go get a whole bunch of eggplant Parmesan? What's that going to cost on the menu? I talked about the Boston lettuce was going to go up 80%. How about blueberries? Pretty much anywhere from 59 to 70% across the country. Oh, that Dr. Oz, the replacement player for Oprah, is always pushing blueberries as the greatest thing you can possibly pop. Oh, eat those blueberries. You'll lose weight, you'll feel better, it oxidizes you, all this other stuff. So 69%, that's high. 57% for cucumbers. forget cucumbers in the salad. You know, when you used to go into restaurants, they'd say you'd have to ask for the water because they were conserving the water. They're going to conserve the cucumbers. Hold the cucumbers unless you want to pay extra for the salad. But this is serious because how much more are you going to pay for your groceries if we're seeing those kinds of prices? And plus, corn stands are going to be in pretty short supply, I would think, if the drought continues the way that where it's rolling so far. When crops are down 60% in some cases. Because I'm in New Jersey, as you heard at the top of the show, the top of this hour, and New Jersey, the New Jersey shore where I am, is just a stone's throw away from Philadelphia, not far from where I grew up. Something that everybody is talking about, and on the morning shows they were talking about it, and in the newspapers, and on the blogs, and everywhere else, is about this terrible thing that happened with a 10-year-old girl and her 2-year-old brother in South Philadelphia. And let me set the stage for if you didn't hear it. She was walking down the street in her neighborhood, going to the store, coming back from the store, and the surveillance video that was released was horrifying because it showed a guy who was in a white car who got out, had obviously stalked her, and was trying to abduct her. And he picked her up like nothing, like a sack of potatoes, and she bit him. And he was so stunned, he dropped her, but then still tried to pick her up again, and she bit him again. And he went, and the little boy was screaming, and he went away. And the mayor of Philly went crazy about this and said, you know, we're offering a $10,000 reward. And the captain, the police captain, said that, you know, this is awful, and talked about the fact that what the little girl did and how brave she was, among other things, but how horrifying it makes you realize how that split second difference, what it can mean between something terrible and outrageous and beyond suspended belief of could this happen, when you feel like, oh, I live in this great community. At what point do you say your kids can walk to the store themselves? 10, 11 years old? I used to walk to the store. Did you walk to the store? And think about it for a second. I don't care where you grew up. Did you walk to the store and go and get your mother, your father, whatever, candy bar or soap, because they needed soap for, not soap, butter or something else, some other kind of supplies that they needed for dinner, let's say? Did you ever do that? Did you ever run that errand? I did it constantly. Now, I know I was probably, I want to say I was younger than that. I bet you by at least 9 years old, I was running around to the corner store. I knew all the people, whether we were at the beach or we were in the city. I know in the two places that my mother felt comfortable enough that we did that, and thank goodness, of course, no incident. But seeing that really makes you wonder how many creepy, predatory people are out there lurking, especially with the power of social media. So I want to hear two things. Here's the Captain John Darby, and then the mayor, Michael Nutter, all about this Philly abduction deal.
This again re-raises the issue of the 2-year-old that was shot, for whom we have not one suspect, notwithstanding the fact that there were estimated 200 some people on the street at that time.
With this information out there and some discussion within his family, he felt that he could not walk, talk, or breathe.
Yeah, I tell you, I go back to the same thing. If you're a parent, I don't envy that decision of trying to figure out how do you navigate your kid. How do you have your kid in a position where they're not fearful of playing in the community, but they are alert to things that could possibly happen. This little girl was alert enough to do something and protect herself by reacting almost like what they teach you in self-defense classes, with your taking your two fingers and poking someone in the eye or other things that you can do. And she was smart. She reacted. She did something. And because of that, she wasn't dragged into that car. She still could have been, but she wasn't, thank goodness. And this might be that warning. Hey, this little utopia that people think sometimes they live in, maybe that bubble can get pierced. And bravo for the kids for being able to get out of just a terrible, terrible situation that could have had a much different outcome than the one that was, where she was on surveillance tape, but you could clearly see what she had done. I mean, clearly. So the majority of you who weighed in on our last show wanted to talk about George Zimmerman and the fact that the prosecution is saying they might use the TV interview now as evidence, because Zimmerman, who did the interview with Sean Hannity, said he regrets about the night that he killed Trayvon Martin, and he talked about a whole bunch of different things, and saying it was all God's plan, and when he was asked if there's anything he might do differently, he said no. So I think that Zimmerman has held true to his story, but it has infuriated Trayvon Martin's parents that he's saying that. And I think they're going to go after him more than hard and heavy. I mean, did he impeach himself publicly? Some people are saying that. The prosecution is going to use it as evidence. Was he making inconsistent statements that they'll flip around in trial? And I said this. Why do this interview? Why do this interview? Was it a smart thing, and was it a bad thing? And will it hurt him in court? 855-266-KATE. Back in a flash.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with Nature's Natural Antiparasitic, Antiviral, Antifungal, Antibiotic, Allicin, the Heart of Garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills. With no garlic breath, Alli-Van has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with 3 times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled AffinityHealthProducts.com, HealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126. Protect yourself with Alli-C or Alli-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We've all heard the phrase, don't judge a book by its cover. A wise saying for sure. Now apply that wisdom to nutrition. Don't judge milk by the animal. Camel milk, the best kept health secret ever. See for yourself at camelmilkforsale.com and look for the Summer Camel Milk Special. Loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Plus, it contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under products and pricing for the summer special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com. Or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Oh, yeah, it's finally the weekend. Thank goodness. It is a Batman weekend. Probably many of you will be headed out to see the flick. Make sure you get there early because I think it's going to be the summer blockbuster. By the time it's all said and done, I could just pick a number. I don't know. I'll pick it out of thin air. Let's say if Batman made some crazy figure like $350 million worldwide. Maybe that's too big of a number, but I'm going to stick with it. I'm going to blue sky it, as they say. Blue sky it. 350. We're going to do a cheap movie review in our third hour, so you'll get to hear some of my thoughts on Batman. And you can weigh in. I mean, come on. I know you're out there alive and thriving. You can weigh in on this. Who you think is your all-time favorite Batman? I don't know. Maybe this crowd isn't a Batman crowd. Maybe you're more Spider-Man. Maybe you don't even like the comic book characters that have been turned into movies. You're the anti-comic book crowd here on America Tonight. All right, I was talking about a lot of different things, as always, especially when we get to the weekend. We kind of ping in a couple of different directions, and we do that on purpose because that's how we all talk now, right? We talk in snippets. And there's a lot to share because there's a lot happening in this country. So 855-266-KATE, 855-266-KATE. I talked about the girl and the man suspected of trying to kidnap the 10-year-old who ended up, and you heard a little piece there that might not have made sense at the end with the captain saying that, you know, they had the white car. I don't know if he said those words, but he had the white car on surveillance tape, caught on surveillance tape, and you had the guy who went after the girl, the man suspected of trying to kidnap her, right off the sidewalk, right near her Philly house, arrested after that video was shown. And what happened was he ended up surrendering. Carlos Figueroa was charged with attempted kidnapping, indecent assault, and other related things. And does he have a lawyer? Who knows? It was just chilling video. You know, the police captain said it pretty much forced the guy to come forward. And the girl was incredible how she reacted. He approaches her from behind, broad daylight, going to the corner store. He actually put his hand over her mouth and tried to carry her away. And the young boy, her two-year-old brother screaming, I think, also helped. Or he would have gotten, you know, he would have gotten her in the car. And this is a guy who's had a bunch of run-ins with police in Puerto Rico. That's where he lived before. But none of his assaults were sexual assaults, but he had problems with assaulting. And, I mean, I'm sorry, he's trying to kidnap a 10-year-old girl. What do you think's happening there? What's the reason for, you know, kidnapping the 10-year-old girl? Give me a break. Her parents, the parents really of those two kids must feel incredibly lucky. I mean, incredibly lucky. Let's go to Rick in Illinois. Hello, Rick.
Hello.
Rick, are you paying $15 for an eggplant? You know, you're in Illinois. You've been hit terrible by the drought. Your farmers, it's terrible.
Yeah. I don't know. I ain't gonna pay no eggplant. Never eat one in my life, so why would I buy one?
You don't like eggplant parmesan?
I don't know. I never had one before. So
You'd like it. You'd like it. Don't try it now, though, because it'll be too expensive on the menu, so wait for some other time. Don't experiment at your own peril.
I see the Republican leader, he went off the deep end now. Sure. Said Batman, conspiracy, probably.
Are you talking about Rush Limbaugh?
Uh-huh, the Republican leader.
Why do you say he's the leader? You say he's the leader because of the power of his radio show?
Yeah, they're all scared to say anything. Good thing. But the people actually listen to him. That's what's sad.
Well, see, here's what I think. Any talk show host, any opinion person, you take what you like out of it and you do with it what you will. I mean, I hope that people take anything out of anything that they're listening to and can disseminate information for themselves. I mean, after all, we live in this great country for a reason, because we can be free thinkers.
Yeah, but these crackpot teabaggers, they believe everything he's going to say. So they're actually
do you think all the people that are within the Tea Party are crackpots? Come on now.
Look at Palin.
You're cherry picking. You're cherry picking, though. You know that. You probably have neighbors that are in the Tea Party.
I don't know anybody yet. If they are, they're closet ones. I ain't heard anybody say anything.
But you live in Illinois.
Yeah. Good state of Illinois. But, you know, they talk about his VP, Romney's, you know, vice president. They keep talking about Condi Rice. But he's not going to pay for her. Look at that.
No, I think that they were interested in Condi Rice, but that Condi Rice wasn't interested in them. She wasn't interested in running for elected office.
Well, he wasn't going to pick her after they booed him at the end of the VP.
Well, yeah. That would be the reason to pick her, that she was popular and a lot of people liked her. Even there's Democrats that like Condi Rice and Democrats that don't like her. But I think that would be the reason to pick her, because two birds with one stone, and she's a woman.
Yeah, but he ain't gonna pick her.
No, he's not. Because I've heard this from really good sources. It has nothing to do with all those other things. It has to do with the fact that she doesn't want it. She can't be even swayed.
Well, I think she'd take it if they ask her, but they're not gonna ask her.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, act like she don't want
it. Yeah, I don't think they're gonna ask her. I mean, I think they did ask her, but I think that she didn't want it. I think that she was part of the natural pool of people and was talked to, but she wasn't interested and made it very, very clear that she wasn't interested.
And the NFL going on without the referees or lock them out or what?
I mean, hopefully not. It doesn't. It seems as, from what I understand, is they're going to try to make. They're going to try to do whatever they can to make that happen, and not end up in the same situation. Because remember last year with the players, and how the season started off, and they don't want the same thing to happen. Because you know, they're saying that the NFL, what's the NFL's on field people are saying that the league was paying a service to contact replacement officials. So that the NFL is on the side was looking into zebras, other zebras that they could hire in case of this and just lock them out. But if they lock them out rather than try to negotiate with them, can you imagine what kind of... I mean, already we're complaining about the referees. Imagine if you got replacement referees. How good would they be?
Where would you get them at?
You would come. They would come from the college. They would. That's what they would do.
Yeah, but I mean, college games are still playing.
Well, you know what though. You know what? Here's the thing though. If they come from the college games, this would be the problem. If you picked me off and I was a college referee, then I couldn't. I mean, if I already signed a contract, I wouldn't be able to accept an NFL job. So you really couldn't do that unless I was retired or getting ready to be part of the feeder system, I guess, into it. Boy, it's funny you brought this up. This is a safety hazard, I think, for the players. And then the replacement refs already, what happens, like I said, with the complaining we're already doing with officials, the pro officials we have now, imagine if you got replacement guys in there. Man, the integrity, what's left of the game, the integrity of it would just be ripped to shreds. Wow.
Well, if you got people that retired, how could they run down the fields with the players? They'd be running down gas.
Well, they'd have to be newly, like people that were spry. And there's a handful of guys that would fit that category. But probably not enough. You're right. Probably not enough to do that. It's a problem. I mean, it's a dilemma because the players have a lot to worry about. And then you worrying about officials, that would be the worst. And if they don't, you know, if they don't figure out what to do, that's what they're going to end up doing. They're going to have to go with the replacements.
And if they don't understand all the rules, it might be 20, 30 minutes trying to figure out what happened.
And this is just after what happened last year. 4.5 months, and they finally got the 10-year deal done, but they haven't done anything with the referees, and it could be a disaster.
Yeah.
Could be. Rick, I'm kind of glad you brought that up. Hey, don't forget, thanks for the call. Have a great weekend. Don't forget, we have our contest. Rick, I know, will be part of this for sure. Next Friday, in our third hour, we will be giving away some great prizes. I have a good feeling somebody's going to win. Overall medal count, how many do you think the U.S. will claim? Also, gold, silver, and bronze. Should be fun. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection action so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
The man who predicted the fall of communism is now predicting the fall of capitalism. He's dined with the Rockefellers, hung out with the Clintons, banged heads with the Beltway, and inspired companies, movements, and empires that have brought forth revolutionary change. He sat shoulder to shoulder with figures like George Bush Sr., Steve Forbes, Margaret Thatcher, and Boris Yeltsin, to name but a few. And his volume of work set out his groundbreaking financial newsletter, Strategic Investment, was so far ahead of its time, it helped transform not just the fates and fortunes of thousands of investors, but also the fates and fortunes of entire nations. For the first time in 17 years, he's back once again with his first controversial video presentation. Go to fallofcapitalism.com to watch him reveal a landmark development, which he believes will set off the most violent economic reversal in history, one that carries the power to bring down the entire capitalist system. Go to fallofcapitalism.com to watch his controversial video before the powers that be wipe it from the internet. Again, it's www.fallofcapitalism.com.
Knows it better than I knew myself, so I'm gonna let her do all the talking. Ooh-hoo. Ooh-hoo. I came across a place in the middle of nowhere with a big black horse and a cherry tree. Ooh-hoo. Ooh-hoo. I felt a little fear upon my back. I said, don't look back, just keep on walking. Ooh-hoo. Ooh-hoo. When the big black cop said, look this way, he said, hey, that day, will you marry me?
Ooh-hoo. 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 Said, so far in our poll over who's the best Batman, hands down, of all time, Adam West is the winner. Guess Val Kilmer and George Clooney and Michael Keaton and Christian Bale don't quite measure up to the power of Adam West. If he's cruising down the highway somewhere and is listening to this, he's loving this. He is loving it because he was a back-in-the-day guy. And he still, I already said this, but he still makes lots of public appearances and people really, really like Adam West. If you would like to weigh in on our nonsense and play the little game, you can do that. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-KATE. Don't forget about our medal contest for the Olympics. I'm going to remind you a couple of different times because it'll be blowout phones and people trying to get in, and you have a chance to win great prizes. Overall medal count, what you think the U.S. will win, gold, silver, and bronze. And you don't even have to do that. You can just give us an overall number. But if you want a chance at all the prizes, then you would jump in on all of that. You know, the gold medal race is always so tight, so big. And China's win the last time around the gold medal race in 2008 was supposed to be a showing of what a superpower China was in a country with 1.3 billion people. But there is a growing list of serious problems in China. You know, the U.S. has their deal, and they've squandered some of their athletic talent, and the China does. And the U.S. has, do you believe this, has won or tied for the most medals 998 times. 998 times. Is that not crazy? Wow. And the U.S. won it 746 times to 304 for China. There were 57 ties, 7 scenarios where Russia was a surprise winner. Wow, that's crazy. U.S. won 746 times. Amazing. I mean, that's absolutely amazing. And we're expected to see, be treated to some of the same things. So when you tune in to watch the Olympics, you'll be looking at Michael Phelps, you'll be looking for beach volley, volleyball rather, and a couple of other of those sports where we think it's a layup, like tennis should be a layup for the American women anyway, and then, you know, because they have doubles and singles. With the Williams sisters, I can't imagine that it won't be just a complete layup. I bet you anything it will be. Oh, they will rip through that competition, especially with what happened at Wimbledon. Venus out early and Serena on top of the world, pumping her fists, excited to claim her 5th Wimbledon title. She is riding a wave of high and good feelings. Oh, definitely. High and good feelings. Finally, somebody said something, and it's a great debate to have as we're wide open on America Tonight. The debate, besides the debate over what should Romney release for taxes, I think the debate worth having, and this has come up before because of Julian Assange, the founder of WikiLeaks, but the Pentagon is going to monitor major media folks for defense leaks. Major players. So Rush Limbaugh would be one of those. You just think about across the board in syndication, who's more powerful than Limbaugh and the people like the Bushes. So I was interested to see what Panetta had to say further. He ordered some of the senior folks to keep an eye on what was happening. And keeping an eye on what was happening meant there's going to be a tighter perimeter. There's going to be a tighter perimeter around because of some of the crazy things that have happened to kids, like what happened in Philadelphia, where thank goodness the girl was quick thinking, as was the boy, because he screamed out. He saw his sister being carried away, they were trying to carry her away. So that's good. That's good that they reacted. She bit the guy, and the brother screamed out. That's when you need siblings, because that sibling helped that other sibling, whether knowing it or not, in a very big way. In a very, very big way. Coming up in our next segment here in America Tonight, in just a second, we're going to leapfrog over to it. As I said, we are sometimes on America Tonight like a kind of like a pinball machine where we veer from one side to the next. And, you know, I haven't talked very much politics in this hour, but I feel compelled to give you just a little bit of it. And so my little bit of it is, and in this next segment, is a political mashup quickly for a few minutes. And it includes the fact that now we have another poll comes out that says that it's all tied up. Romney tied it up in Virginia. And that's big when you're trying to get as many people as possible. So Wednesday night CBS New York Times poll showed that President Obama is in a deadlocked race against Mitt Romney. But is there cause for concern? Is there cause for concern as a couple of people are trying to run interference for Romney? So what does it all mean? 47-44% voters say Romney would do a better job on the economy. 47-44%. Well, no matter what, when your numbers are like that, I think you have to at least stay. I think you have to stay in the process. I think you have to stay in the process so you can see firsthand what that's like. CBS New York Times showing that the Prez is deadlocked against Romney. Wow. Wow. And so this is another one of those states. I'm looking at the electoral map and pointing to myself, to states I know that will be bagged, but the really scary ones are more toward the northeast. Florida and North Carolina, and very few spaces where it looks like it's going in the opposite direction. And what does that mean? That means independent voters, swing voters, could have a heavy, heavy influence on the outcome, because it's about the Electoral College. It's about the votes, and you still need an avalanche of people. And the youth movement that Obama had the last time around is not so much back. So where do they go? Are they still going to vote for him? And they're just not making it over the top known? Or have they decided to go in a different direction? And we can't answer that question because every household is, of course, unique. Every situation is different. And that's why that makes it so tough, because you have to really know the external factors, too. And I think it's going to be tougher to gather all that, to put that into one big giant pile. It has been a giant pile, hasn't it? It has been. And that's how we roll in the United States. We're going from one pile to the next. And what are we chasing? You got to sometimes take a deep breath when you're at work. Do me this one favor if you never listen to the show again. Take a deep breath, and it's going to be okay, America. I promise.
Your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.